I am so happy to be talking to you this morning, and I am grateful that you have decided to listen. Today is going to be a great day because it is off to a great start, and I just want you to know that I am in your corner. I totally believe in you for all of the positive things that you want to accomplish. I believe you're going to do them, and you're going to be able to get out there and make these things happen. So we are going to be talking to you together about gratitude, and we are going to declare this week, take a federal employee to lunch week, because the two go hand in hand. So we're going to start right here, okay? We're going to start with a little exercise. And the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to just take a really deep breath and decide one thing that you want from today. Just one. I don't want you to think about your entire to-do list. I don't want you to think about all of the stuff that you have to accomplish. I want you to close your eyes, breathe deep, and just choose one thing. Just one thing that you want to accomplish right now. Let it come into your head. It can be simple. It can be complicated. It's totally up to you. Okay, do you have it? Awesome. Okay, I want you to focus now on making that one thing happen, and then boom, I want you to see it done. Finished, complete, over with, done. So if your one thing was folding all the laundry, I want you to imagine that it's already folded, smash, just like that. If your one thing was walking into your boss's office and asking for a raise, I want you to imagine that that's done. The one thing that you want to get done today, accomplished, is now finished, and you're gonna celebrate, yay! Okay, I want you to celebrate. I want you to experience happiness for having accomplished it already. And I want you to feel a lot of gratitude for that one thing getting done. Feel super grateful. Feel grateful for you because you've walked through it and you've managed to accomplish it. And that's what we're going to talk to you. That's what I want to talk to you about today is actually gratitude. Okay, so I am reading through the OOLA book is what I call it. It has a more complicated title than that, but if you were to Google OOLA, it would be right there at the top. The OOLA book has this great quote, and it says that love is the key that unlocks the abundance that you deserve, and gratitude is the doorway from which it comes. And to me, what that means is that the more grateful you are, the more you open yourself to receive. Your doorway gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and abundance can flow through it so much easier, right? We want big gratitude doorway openings. But gratitude can be a really tricky thing, right? So let's do one more exercise, okay? I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think of five things to be grateful for, just really quick. Like, you don't need to dive into your emotional spirit and pull out all these icky things. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, bonk, pop it into your mind. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and boom, you have your five things, right? So think of your list. Are these all positive things? Like, you know, I think we can all be grateful, and those are the first things that pop into your mind, and that is really awesome. I'm so happy that you found five good things that you could be grateful for. You know, a lot of people, like maybe you chose, you're grateful for the fact that you can breathe. Maybe you chose that you're grateful for the fact that you opened your eyes this morning. Maybe you're grateful for this podcast. Yay! Whatever was on your list. I'm happy that you had five things to be grateful for, but I want to talk about the bad things. Can you find a negative moment and actually find something in that negative moment to be grateful for? This is the trick. This is your trick that is going to lighten your life right now, okay? So for example, back in April of last year, I got into a car accident and a car that I loved, okay? So first and foremost, let me let you know that there was no property damage except for the car and nobody was hurt, okay? So I didn't have to get over those hurdles, which I am grateful for sure, but I was a little like depressed. I really did like this car. It was one of the fun things in my day was to go out and drive it, and it was totaled. It was gone from my life. Big eraser, gone, okay? So I had to look at that situation. And what I realized was, is that my insurance actually paid off the entire car note. I didn't have anything left over, but that car note was gone. And as I sat down and I was going through my budget, I realized what a financial burden that car had been. It had been a blessing. We loved driving it. It was our only form of transportation, and we were really grateful for that. But it was expensive. And in a flash, all of a sudden, the bank had, or the insurance company paid off that note. And what that also meant is that I didn't have to carry the expensive insurance, right? Like when you have a new car or one that you're paying off, you have to get the hoity-toity, super expensive, bumper-to-bumper insurance. Poof, gone. I had no car payment. I had no expensive insurance. And I was able to go a couple of months without a car, which was awesome. Thank you, friends. Super grateful for you. And in a few months, I was actually able to purchase a car with cash. It had no payments on it, and I could buy the cheapy insurance because I didn't have to carry the bumper-to-bumper insurance. I can't tell you the big difference that this really made in paying down debt, that it made in my budget from this one possibly negative experience that actually happened. So think of one thing and find something in it to be grateful for, even if it's really, really small. And when you think about a situation and you wrap it in gratitude, you're gonna be really surprised because anger and fear are gonna disappear from that situation, okay? So we're gonna get a little emotional here, okay? So you might be comfortable with emotion, you may not be comfortable with emotion, but the bottom line is that we all have them. You have them, I have them, our fellow listeners have them, we all have emotions. Tony Robbins actually has two really, really good quotes. The first one says that gratitude is the solution to anger and to fear. And the second quote is, when you are grateful, fear disappears and abundance appears, okay? So if you think about that doorway, like what Ula described, when you add gratitude, your fear is gonna get really small, it's gonna disappear, and your abundance is going to open. Your abundant doorway is going to get nice and wide so that abundance can flow through it to you. So I want you to try this, okay? The next time that you are stuck in an impossible emotional situation, for example, maybe your boss is unfair. Maybe you're gonna go into work today and your boss is going to take credit for something awesome and amazing that you did. Or maybe, you know, I hope not, but maybe your significant other will up and leave. You know, you never know. Maybe this has happened to you in the past and you're having a really tough time working through it and getting to the other side of that, because things like that are so negative, emotional heavy, you guys. Maybe you have experienced a car accident in the past and, you know, you need to think about that because you are also stuck in that loss, which can be really, really tough. Try using gratitude to pull yourself out, even out of loss. Try to frame that in your mind and find some things to be grateful for. For example, you know, in the situation of your boss being unfair, well, that creates job security, right? Like if your boss finds your thoughts and ideas so valuable that they are going to claim them as their own, now they owe you one. It's like a twofold situation. They owe you one and your job is secure because your ideas are so good that they felt the need to take credit for them. If your significant other leaves, I don't care who they are, but you know what? They've just now opened up the path for you to find the right person for you. Your perfect person loves you and appreciates you, and they may not be perfect, but you are going to enjoy life together. They are going to pull the best out of you. And if your significant other has left you, it is not them. So let them go and open up that path to actually finding the right person for you. And if you've been in a car accident, maybe like my situation, it meant that car payment is now gone. gone and you can do awesome things with that money. Or maybe that situation has given you a greater appreciation for life. Maybe you realized that you need to hug your kids a little harder and a little longer. Maybe you call your mom, of whom you haven't spoken with in months, because that accident really shook you. It really made you appreciate the life that you have, and that is something to be really grateful for. Gratitude and anger, they can't live in this same place. Once you start getting into gratitude, your anger is going to be gone and your fear in that situation is going to be gone. And all of the jealousy and all of the pent up negative emotions, they can't, it's like light and dark. It can, you know, if you add just a little bit of light to darkness, it's no longer darkness. Let your gratitude really begin to flow and go. And on the Facebook page, I actually put a video of Tony Robbins talking about how he gets into gratitude. If you want to start your day every day with gratitude, there's a great video. It's on Facebook. I will see what I can do to get it on Instagram as well. Both of those are at Great Start Morning, and you can go check them out. So the other side of gratitude is you want to have gratitude for yourself and your situations, and you also want to have gratitude and express gratitude to the people in your life. Gratitude that goes unexpressed, it's like sitting on a beautiful gift for someone. There are so many people who are in our lives that we forget to be grateful for, okay? And this is kind of why I started thinking about government employees today, okay? So yesterday, as we all know, you know, as you know, I know, the government is shut down, and that means that federal employees are not getting their paychecks, or they've been furloughed, or they have to work because they're considered essential personnel, but they're still not getting paid. And they may or may not get back pay. Congress actually has to vote on that and approve it. So it's possible that for this month-long government shutdown so far, they may not even get paid for what they worked if they ended up working and not being furloughed. So here's something interesting about that. It's tax season, right? Like if you have a business, you're asking questions, you want to ask questions about your taxes, there's nobody to call. The office is empty. And it made me really grateful for the person who answers the phone to answer your questions at the IRS. Previously, I would get super frustrated. You're on hold for forever. You don't really like paying taxes anyway. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things. But when you have a question and that person isn't there for you, you suddenly become grateful for the time that you only had to wait 20 minutes to get an answer to an important question. So, guys, our poor and federal employees, let's be grateful for them today. You know, I want to give a little shout out to my man's cousin, Michelle. She actually works for NASA. She hasn't received a check in a month, but you know, these guys care so much about their jobs that they're still showing up to work. And that's just amazing. IRS workers, those guys, they're not working. Agricultural workers, transportation people, you know, even people who are the secretary in a federal court, that secretary is not getting paid. There are IRS tax examiners that are single parents that have to have that paycheck. And now they're about to miss mortgage payments. They're about to miss bill payments. And it's just a really sad situation. And some federal employees, like in FEMA, for example, if you work for FEMA, they can't even go and moonlight, like get a job that could maybe help to bridge the gap without approval from their supervisors. So there are 800,000 federal employees and military that are not seeing paychecks right now. And so if you have a job or if you have access to cash and you're working that job and you're actually getting a paycheck for it, not only should you be grateful, but show a little gratitude to your federal employee by taking them out to lunch sometime this week. And guys, here's what's amazing. If you or somebody that you know and love are getting on an airplane today, that air traffic controller is not getting paid. I was really surprised to find that out. Thousands and thousands of lives they have in the palm of their hand, and they are not receiving their paychecks, and they have to show up for work because they are essential personnel. So if you are flying, show gratitude to your air traffic controller today, to all of those federal employees that are in our airports, because guys, it is tough for them. And you personally can actually make a difference. As we declare this week, take a federal employee to lunch week. So good morning. Your day is now off to a great start. I'm glad we got to have this conversation, and I will talk with you tomorrow morning, and enjoy taking that federal employee out to lunch.